Sometimes taking a step back is the best way to advance. How's that?
This is Just a Minute with Barbara Lardinet, author, teacher, and creator of hannahscupboard.com.
Well, have you ever joined a new church and then you had to sit there for a good long while before your gifts were recognized and accepted? You can probably volunteer to cook for the church potluck or pass out flyers right off the bat, but not teach or preach or sing solos until you pay some spiritual dues. That's wisdom on the part of the leadership of the church. They need time to get to know you and your maturity level before allowing you the authority to affect the flock. A good pastor protects his sheep, but it might be frustrating for you. Can't they see how much they're missing not using your gifts? If this has happened to you, relish the time in which you humble yourself and submit to God's timing. What is happening is that you're taking the lowest seat at the wedding feast until the one who invited you calls you up higher. This is from a parable Jesus tells in the Gospel of Luke. This does not mean that you should sit or stuff your gifts. We are talking here about an attitude of heart. Are you willing to simply be a servant for a while, doing any job that needs doing, regardless of how menial? Sooner or later, someone will come to you and say, "Friend, go up higher." And that's when your step back advances you to the head of the line. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. This is Barbara Lardinet from Hannah's Cupboard. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to visit Barbara at her website, hannahscupboard.com.